Hello and welcome to episode 25 of my podcast, I Shouldn't Say This But. My name is Katie Leeson and I am Managing Director of Social Chain UK. Alongside me, as always, is my trusty steed.
What does that mean? Is that like a pony? What's that?
I just thought of it from Shrek.
Me and you are going to fall out, so.
I just thought of it from Shrek. Because right. I always say the same thing. I'm yeah. Googling it. Trusty steed. It's a brave knight and his noble steed. With me, as always, is producer Dodds.
Hey, what? I mean, maybe you should just introduce me as a different thing each time.
Like a sidekick. With me, as always, is the Robin to my Batman.
He's the fish to my chips. Yeah, maybe that's how we'll do it from now on.
Perfect. Yeah, because I always say the same thing.
We'll mix it up a little bit.
We're going to be...
I also liked in the last episode where we like segued, even if it was like a really tenuous link. Is tenuous the right word?
Yeah.
A really, yeah, tenuous link between the news stories, but I think we should keep that in as well.
I do as well. It's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you've had a really good week and you are looking forward to the weekend. It's only Tuesday in the studio, just to confuse you, because we always record on a Tuesday, and the weather today is vile. So I'm hoping
so
that by
British.
The time you... It's awful, though. So I'm hoping by the time you listen to this podcast on Friday, the weather's completely changed.
Yeah, and it's back to how it was.
Sunny.
Yeah.
Yes. So this week...
From the weather,
what we're going to go through is, I'm going to give you a bit of a rundown of this week's episode. We're going to go through an admission submission, which we always love to get, so please keep those coming in. We're going to talk about three small personal admissions, weird things that I have in my head and things that have happened in my life that I'm sure you're going to be really keen to know. And then also my big personal admission for this Friday episode is that I have a guilty secret.
Oh, that should be the promo. That was good.
Did you like that?
A guilty secret,
yeah. A guilty secret. Or, well, more that I just feel incredibly guilty. But we'll go through that. Shall we start?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's start with the admission submission. My favourite part of every episode is when we read out your admission submissions and I get to hear about what you're dealing with, what you need a bit of help with, and this week is no different. So this one reads, subject reads, backwards imposterosis. Ooh.
Imposterosis.
Backwards imposter syndrome. It's because I'm not used to putting another word in front of it. I've got so used to saying imposter syndrome. And thankfully, thank you for this. Not that you have to, but it is helpful for us. This person is a female and aged 19. The message reads, on listening to one of your previous podcasts, I decided to take the Myers-Briggs test. Oh, that's good. Someone's listening to us.
Do you want to just recap what the Myers-Briggs test is?
The Myers-Briggs is a personality test which ranks you into certain areas and it helps you understand what you are, how you behave, but also how to deal with other people that are in other sectors.
And what was your result?
I am a analytical driver, which it's not exactly the Myers-Briggs, but basically I am... very numbers focused. I like a bit of data, but also I'm quite a driver in terms of I want to succeed and I'm a bit...
Motivated,
yeah.
You say brutal.
That's so sometimes in Myers-Briggs, if you're fully driver, you can be a bit on the psychopath spectrum.
Oh, that sounds like an episode in itself.
A lot of leaders are...
psychopaths.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of leaders are psychopaths.
Well, isn't there something about Wall Street where it's like... a large percentage of them had the same sort of characteristics as serial killers or something like that.
Yeah, that is an episode.
That also could just totally be made up. I have no idea if that's true.
No, I do think that's an episode in itself because I have previously worked with someone who displayed psychopathic tendencies.
Oh. Not me.
And it's interesting to know how to deal with that because it's quite tricky to navigate. It's not you. No, don't worry.
Okay. We'll put it in
the
podcast.
In a previous life.
Pre-podcast.
Pre-podcast. Wow. Pre-social chain. On listening to one of your previous episodes, I decided to take the Myers-Briggs test, which reveals that I have a commander personality, which I think is the same as the driver. I think that's the thing. Most of its description fits me, but I did notice it says that people with this personality type have no problem finding challenges to occupy themselves. I am due to begin basic training soon for the army. Oh, brilliant. Well done, you. But my mind feels like it's running away, thinking about all the options for when, if I leave after 4 years or before, being realistic about injuries. I feel as though everything I've done in my life was a little bit too easy once I set my sights on the challenge, and I find myself bored most days despite them being jam-packed. I think what I'm looking for is a challenge inspiration. What do you look towards?
That's a good question.
I think this is brilliant.
Good story as well.
It's a great story. Well done you for going for the army. I'm just not disciplined enough to be able to do that, but I fully respect anyone who does. I like the fact that you're learning, like taking time to learn about yourself as well, like really fully understanding you as a person, because if you know yourself, then you know how to handle yourself and other people.
She's only 19 as well. Sounds quite self-aware.
Very self-aware. Emotional intelligence is the thing that's going to get everybody by. I think you need an element of emotional intelligence to be successful, in my opinion.
What makes you say that?
Because it helps you sympathise and empathise and also understand other people's behaviour in order to adapt solutions that make everyone better.
Oh, that's a good answer. Mm. That's a business answer, that.
Mm-hmm. No, emotional intelligence is... Actually, we should talk about that as well in another episode.
Right. Well, fine, I'm going to write that down.
But the whole thing about running away with yourself, this, as we've talked about a little bit of having your mission, I think this fits perfectly with having your mission statement set. If you know what your ultimate goal is... I think I've talked briefly before about a little exercise that Steve, our founder and CEO, did with some of the staff in New York, and then I brought it over to the UK office. And it's something called your North Star, and it's all about understanding what that goal is that you're aiming for and you're striving for. And then you think about your whole life as a package in, say, 3, 4, 5 years' time, where you go to work, how you get to work, where you live, what you do on the way in, do you manage people, what does your day-to-day look like, what does your home life look like, and then you can start to build a picture of what you want to be achieving, and you can build in your challenges of how to get there. So the Rising Star or North Star Challenge for me is incredibly useful. We do it quite often in personal development plans to really understand people's motivations, and then we can build training plans and also structures and understand where they want to get to in the company through that. It's really good. Have you done it?
No.
We should do it.
Maybe we will.
Okay. If you're constantly have your mind running away and thinking about other things that you want to be doing and you're never fully content, it's amazing that your challenges seem a little bit easy once you start doing them, because I think that means you can always push yourself a little bit further, really nail what you're doing now, but have that end focus in mind and start to add into your day and your life little extra things. And I think where you say that your day is jam-packed, does that mean that it's jam-packed with tasks that you could probably not do? I think that's the other thing as well. So I talked about effectiveness, and that's sort of quadrant of importance. If you're doing a lot of things that are not urgent and not important, and that's filling your day, and you're not doing the things that are important but not urgent, you're never going to get to that North Star, but you're going to be really busy. It's like a busy fool in a way, that you're filling your time with tasks just to keep busy, but you're not actually filling your time with tasks that are going to get you that extra step towards where you want to get to. So I'd really start focusing on that quadrant of importance, and that should help.
I think I saw an article, actually I think Steve shared it, that it was like we're like the burnout generation, where we're all just like keeping ourselves busy for the sake of, we all feel like we've got to be doing work all the time, and we're all just keeping ourselves busy doing nothing really, just to appear like we're busy.
Just to appear like we are hashtag hustle hustlers.
Yeah, hashtag hustle culture. Yeah. So I guess it's just a case of making sure what you're doing is time well spent.
Yeah.
And it's probably a good problem to have, really.
It's a great problem. You're doing these challenges and you're achieving them. Yeah, and you're hitting your challenges head on. It sounds like you can do a lot more and push yourself to do a lot more. So I think take a step back, understand what the end goal is, and really go into this army thing with like full. I think the other good thing actually is because you're going into the army and it's quite intense, and you're going to have an amount of time, and you getting into the army is quite an intense thing. Take advantage of the fact that you're not burnt out already and you've got this energy and you've got this fire where you want to keep achieving, but challenges seem a bit easy. So you've got that backup of energy if and when the army gets a little bit tough. From what I know, it does.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. But if you've not listened to Steve's episode about burnout, it's on his podcast, which is Diary of a CEO. I'd like to just plug that actually, because it's very good and it's incredibly useful. Just to understand how make you rethink about where you focus your time. Moving on to my personal admissions for the week. These are good ones. These are little things that have just happened in my week, or stuff that I've noticed that I wanted to share. First one is, I shouldn't say this, but I've only just got out of my dressing gown.
I can vouch, she's no longer in a dressing gown.
I'm not in my dressing gown. I am in a shark jumper. My favourite shark jumper. But I'm not in a
dressing
gown. It
sounds like you have many a shark jumpers and this is the favourite one.
Little do you know, shark jumpers are my favourite. No, I've only just got out of my dressing gown. This weekend was a fabulous weekend. I had the day off on Friday and I drove down to Ragsdale Hall, which is a spa, and I stayed there till Sunday. I got into my dressing gown when I arrived on Friday afternoon. I had treatments, I ate lovely food, I chilled out, I swam, I did some exercise, and took the dressing gown off when I left about 5 minutes before I got in the car to come home. There is nothing better than feeling like you don't have to get dressed. I often have massages or facials because that's my time where I get some peace and quiet. I think I've said this before.
Same.
It's the only time when no one can talk to me apart from the therapist, and I can't look at my phone. In everything else that I do, even if it's quiet time, I usually have my phone there and it's just niggling at me that there might be something that I need to look at. But when I'm having a massage or a facial, there's nothing I can do and I can't.
Do you think that's important?
It is for me. Sometimes when you know that you're busy and you've not managed to tick all your list off before you go somewhere, and I find it a little more stressful that you can't respond. I'd never say go on holiday and completely switch off, because that makes me more stressed. But just for an hour, it is quite good. Just to have your mind free.
And there's not only a few things that are really that pressing that can't wait an hour or 40
minutes. Yeah, an hour's okay. Something that I have thought about for a while is how to change your attitude on your life. And there was a really good tweet that you may or may not have seen from Jim Carrey that reads, "It's really sad that so much of our society says, thank God it's Friday. Thank God 5 out of the 7 days of my life is over. Now I'm going to spend 2 of those 7 days drunk so I don't have to think about the upcoming fifth, seventh of my week."
So true, isn't it?
It's so true.
So true.
That live for the weekend mentality means that you're missing out on so much in the week.
Yeah, it's mad. But it's like, it's only really when you say it out loud that you think, oh yeah, that's probably not really a good use of my time.
No.
Or anything.
I think we're probably all guilty of thinking, God, it's Friday. We've had a hard week. I'm glad that it's Friday. But how do you live in the moment more? This goes with my worry thing. Like, you can't change tomorrow. You can't change the past. The only thing that you can deal with is this moment right now.
Well, Steve Jobs used to say, he used to look himself in the mirror and he'd be like, am I doing today something that I want to be doing? And obviously, some days you just have to do something you don't want to do. Yeah. But like, if it was too many days in a row, he'd know that it was something was going wrong and he wasn't doing something he wanted to, and he would change it. So like, you imagine lots of people, like, I feel like I'm fortunate enough to work in something that I actually enjoy doing, but people who don't...
Right answer.
People who work doing jobs that they don't like and they hate work, like when I used to work at the bank, like I could imagine doing that forever and then just being glad, oh God, it's 5:31, now I can leave. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just hate to...
Which also links to the how to be more efficient, because part of that is not blaming everyone else for your circumstances. Mm. Like, you're in control. Ultimately, your life is your life, regardless of your work, your relationship. You have the power to change it. No one else.
No.
But blaming other people for those problems that you're facing or the stress that you're under, it's not going to make that situation any different. Only you can change that situation and make it better for you. So today is Friday, and I'm sure some of you have woken up this morning and think, thank God it's Friday. What this is highlighting, and as Dodd said, holding a mirror up to us all, is that we don't have to live that way, and we are not stuck behind this construct of doing things the way everyone else does them. So you don't have to work all those days. You don't have to work the same way as everyone else. You also don't have to think about the week as a chore and the weekend as something that is your own. You can redefine how your mindset thinks about your days. You're in control, master of your own destiny. Even if that is like me, just adding something different into your week to make your week a bit more exciting, then think about it. And I'd like to hear what you do. My final little personal admission of the week is more of a question. How many yoga classes do you go to?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Non-regularly. I've been to yoga before because they've got it here.
Yeah, Cloudy is good.
Yeah. So.
What I have noticed is that some yoga classes that you go to, yoga enthusiasts are actually really angry and they've got pent up aggression that they keep in, but they try and show you that they're really calm. I've been to classes where I've got in trouble for, like, sometimes you get the giggles.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you talk. There's some really strict yoga classes where you can't have a drink of water or you can't talk, and you get in trouble for it.
You've got to go with the flow.
You've got to go with the flow. And also trying to compete with yourself. Of course I'm going to compete with myself. I'm bloody competitive. I want to try and beat that. Not even with myself. I'm trying to beat that person next to me, and I get annoyed when I don't.
So you're becoming one of those angry yoga enthusiasts?
No, because they tell you off that you shouldn't be like that, and they get angry at you for being competitive.
Blimey.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of anger, I think, in yoga. For something that's meant to be so calming, there's quite a lot of, like, pressure in yoga, I think.
There's a lot of pressure to be calm, which makes me uncalm.
There's pressure to be calm, pressure to be silent. It's like when you're having a massage and someone tells you to relax.
Yeah. I always think it's like pressure to be, like, really good in
there
yoga.
Is.
If I fall over, I'm like, oh, everyone hates me.
Yeah. Or they're judging you for being
and
rubbish.
I'm not elegant. So, like, I'm not, you know, when they do the yoga, they're very elegant, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're just, like, bending. Like, I'm not. Yeah. So, like, I always feel like I'm a bit out of place, and I feel like everyone else feels that as well.
I know. Yeah, there's definitely that.
But I like it, so.
And it's good for you. It's great for my mind. I need to get back into it because I've not done it for so long.
Just to go back to what you were saying, though, about massages, when people say, like, relax your leg. And I'm like, I don't actually know how to. That's so true, because I don't know how to. What does that do? What does that? I'm not. My leg's not tense. Do you know what I mean?
But
like,
then you tense up more.
I'm like, I don't know how to relax the leg. How do I make this lifeless leg any more lifeless?
Masseur. Is that the right word? One masseuse.
We're getting all these mistakes in.
Yeah, they do
this
get annoyed.
Week.
One masseuse told me once to pretend like you're dead.
Really?
Yeah. Just pretend that you're dead and then that'll be okay. But I have a lot of massages in my head and my neck, and trying to relax your neck is one of the hardest things. I just can't do it.
For the podcast listeners, Kate's now trying to relax her neck.
Yeah, that just looks silly. I find it impossible. I can't relax. I don't know how to
relax. You can't
relax
when
on.
Someone tells you. Do you know what? Things like that do annoy me. When another good example, when you're taking a photo and someone says smile when you're already smiling. That drives me up the wall, that does. Because now I'm like, now I feel like I'm smiling for you. I'm not smiling for me.
Yes.
I mean?
It's not natural.
I've got to do an extra big grin and I just like, oh, no.
No, so I don't know how to relax on cue.
Yeah.
And I also don't, yeah, yoga's the same.
Yeah, it's a bit of a segue off yoga.
But
you know when
thing.
People like, when you're getting mad and people tell you to calm down? It's like that, isn't it?
Makes you more mad.
I'm like, you must know that that's not a good thing to say to me.
No, don't say that. Never say that. Never say that to me.
What, calm down?
Ooh.
Calm down. Grr. Oh, so angry.
That just makes me angry.
Sometimes
now.
I just say it. If I'm having an argument.
This mic, because it's like...
If I have an argument, sometimes I just say it just to really...
Put that put, little fire yeah, in.
Just to pop the lid off somebody.
So yeah, they're my weird and wonderful goings on in my brain. I hope you enjoyed it. Next up. Dun, dun, dun. From a big rant about things that are in my head to a big admission that's in my head.
Nice. Strong segue.
I'm loving these segues. We're getting really good at them.
We should do them all the time, I think.
I agree. I find them quite fun. It's like, you've got to not that I don't... Oh, I was going to say...
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, you've really got to pay attention to what you're saying in order to segue it. As in, I don't pay attention.
To your own sentence.
To my and yours. But I do.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I shouldn't say this, but I'm guilty.
I've always suspected.
Mm.
What are you guilty of?
I feel incredibly guilty, and I this is something that I have explored with Karen, my therapist. The feeling of guilt that I can't be everything to everyone all the time.
You're giving too much, or you're not giving enough?
I feel like I'm not giving enough. So I'm very fortunate that I've got a lot of friends in different groups of friends.
Wow, check you out.
No, I'm really lucky. I'm really lucky. I've got brilliant friends and I've got brilliant groups of friends, but they're all separate. And I've also got my family and I've also got work and I've also got my relationship. And I feel guilty that I cannot give myself fully to everyone all the time. It goes with this, like, we get quite a lot of messages on LinkedIn from people who are after mentorship or a bit of advice, and I go into it with the best intentions, like everything. I always do this, go into it with the best intentions, but ultimately I haven't got a lot of time to be able to do it for everybody, and then I feel incredibly guilty that I'm not giving them my full self in order to help them. And that goes with my friends as well. Whenever they're going through a hard time or something's happening in their life, I go into it with the full gusto of the intention is always that I can help, but the reality is that it can only go so far. And I know that there's certain people in my life that really want to see me and want to, like, we want to catch up, and I mean it. I do want to catch up with people, but I don't know when I can. It's
flaky?
Not even like a time thing. No, I'm not flaky. I don't promise and then don't turn up. But it's more, I feel guilty when I say no as well. So I feel guilty that I'm not over at my friend's house all the time, being with them, seeing their kids, doing stuff with them. And I feel guilty that I don't see my family enough. And I feel guilty that I'm not spending enough quality time in my relationship sometimes. It's kind of, and then work as well. And then people that I used to work with, it's tricky for me. And it's not even like the minute time. It's the mental capacity that I struggle with. Because there's only so much that I can take in my brain.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can think about.
So you feel like you're being pulled from all angles and you can only obviously go so many ways. So what did Karen, the therapist, say? That's also very relatable. imagine, you know, a lot of people have got a lot of stuff on their plate and they'll all feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Karen, yeah, it is. It's hard though. It's really hard, Dodds, because you don't want to feel like you're being a bad friend.
Yeah, same with family as well.
Yeah.
Not seeing your family for a while, you've got to go and see them, or work's, you know, really busy at the moment, so you've got to cancel.
Yeah.
But that's a very relatable topic for people.
But it is
especially
also...
Especially in relationships as well.
Yeah, but it's also that mental capacity that sometimes I'm just not there mentally.
Yeah.
Because it's like doing this job, being a managing director, and approaching it more from a people perspective than what the traditional managing director role would do, means that I'm exposed to a lot of people's lives. And that takes up brain space. I wouldn't have it any other way. Please don't get me wrong. I love knowing and like helping. But there's only so much you can fill it with. So I then can't see everyone and give them advice or help them with their problems, because it's full. It's just full.
Do you take some of that home? So say like somebody comes to you with a problem and it's like somebody's died or, you know, something really bad.
Yeah.
And then you can't just go home at half five and go out for drinks with your friends kind of thing.
No. Last week was a good example of that, actually. I don't know what happened last week. I checked whether it was a full moon. Because it was just a weird week and there were quite a few things with people in their personal lives going on. And I do take it home and I find it hard to switch off, because it's not like it's a work problem. We do media, we do marketing. If something goes wrong, it's always fixable. But when it's someone's lives, it's harder. And you want to make sure they're okay.
And they're coming to you as well.
Yeah. Or you find out about stuff from secondhand and... You know then that someone's struggling or going through a bit of a hard time. And I guess that's what makes me good at my job and a good managing director, I guess.
You're allowed to say you're good at your job, I think.
But I guess that's what makes me good, though, is the fact that I do care. But it does take quite a lot of time. Yeah, so I went to see Karen and I explained it to Karen, and the fact that I'm putting pressure on myself all the time to be everything to everybody all the time. And Karen told me to flip it on its head and understand what I get back from everybody and know that that level is okay, that you don't have to push yourself to be everything. That everyone's got busy lives, everyone's got something going on, and... you're not letting people down. If you're getting the same back and it's level, then you're good.
That's a good way of choosing friends, I guess, because if you're putting in all the effort and you're not getting anything back, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I know I've got rid of a few friends through that exact thought process. Yeah.
So it's the balancing thing, I think, is good to think about in that scenario.
But then it's also interesting that you're saying that, like... say it's like, oh, you don't see your family enough and you feel guilty about it, but then like your family aren't just like waiting by the door waiting for you to come by. Do you know what I mean? They've got lives. They're probably want to see you, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got their own stuff going on. Same with friends.
100%. And then the other bit of advice that I got that wasn't from Karen, it was from the founder of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, was that you should set rules with life and work. Mm-hmm. So when we get the messages in about mentoring and things like that, that you should set yourself rules, and then you've got rules then you can reply to people with. So say it's meetings for coffee with someone who works in the industry that's seen some of the LinkedIn stuff, and I restrict my rule is that I have one a week, and then within that rule, if someone then comes to me and says, oh, are you available for coffee or mentoring? You can say, oh, no, I only do this once a week and I'm booked up for the next 4 weeks. And then that gives you that breathing space to think about your time, but you're in control of it as well. So someone else isn't guiding you into doing stuff. It gives you the flexibility and the freedom to control what you do.
I guess
so you don't feel overwhelmed.
I guess that sets everyone's expectations, don't they?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, what's Kate doing? She's only seen 3 people this week when she could have seen 10.
Yeah.
We're like, well, I only actually see 1 a week, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sets an expectation.
Yeah. So I hope that you find those useful if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And yeah, that was it. That was all she said. And that's really helped me. So I'm trying again to make myself a better person.
As we all are.
And that wraps up this week's episode. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Please subscribe and rate us 5 stars. We obviously love the 5 stars. We're aiming towards the 100 and we're getting closer. 100% 5-star reviews. We want 100 of them. And we're getting closer to that number. So every little helps and we appreciate it greatly. We are launching a competition, which Dodds will now tell you a little bit about.
So we're going to be giving away lots of cool stuff, including mentorships, if you want to come and check out the office. Lots and lots of giveaways, but the competition will be on our Facebook page, which is Katie Leeson, and then also on our Instagram, which is also Katie Leeson. And all you have to do to enter is screenshot a five star review on the podcast store on iTunes, and then you'll automatically be entered to go into this lucky draw for some amazing prizes. But there'll be more information about that coming very, very soon.
It's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that, yeah. Meeting people. And if you want to leave an admission submission, the website, as always, is www.katieleeson.com. We love to hear from you, so we want to get as many of those in as we can. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.